Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW. And more.
undefined. I'm just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned, staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So, baby, take my hand. It'll be all right. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true. Said you can't hide on the inside all the pain you've ever felt. Ransom my heart.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW. Sun beat down.
90s and more. 105.7.
Spring.
90s and more.
105.7
Fill in time. misguided heart, misplaced smart. Miss, if you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated. She didn't wanna end up jaded. And this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So, by changing her misconception, she went in a new direction. And found inside, she felt a connection. She felt
someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary, drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 105.7 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW.
News sponsored by Peck Farms. Looking to make cash by renting out farmland? Contact Mark Peck at markpeck302@gmail.com, where great farming starts with great partnerships.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Funding for new electric vehicle charging stations across Wisconsin is now up in the air just days after Governor Tony Evers celebrated the first ones to open in the Northwest region. In a memo last week, Federal Highway Administration officials suspended the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, which was used to build the charging stations in the region. The freeze could cost the state nearly $7 million that had already been approved for 15 projects. The state had planned to award roughly $22 million for 53 projects in total. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has revealed the top 10 complaints they received for 2024. According to a press release, the agency says landlord and tenant issues were the most reported issues, with over 2,500 complaints submitted last year. Officials also saw over 1,500 telemarketing complaints, as well as home improvement, identity theft, and other telecommunications complaints. Residents also filed numerous complaints regarding motor vehicle issues and medical services. A former Menominee High School staffer has been sentenced after being found guilty of sexual assault of a student. According to court documents, 23-year-old Quentin Williams was sentenced to 5 years of probation and required to register as a sex offender for 15 years. He was originally charged with 3 counts of sexual assault, but only found guilty on one, with the other two read into the record. Williams was arrested after authorities were told about a video taken by the involved student, who admitted to having communication and sexual contact with him. A piece of vacant land near the former HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital facility has been sold to a religious school system. According to McDonnell Area Catholic Schools officials, the 57 acres of vacant land is expected to be used for outdoor classrooms and nature studies, although officials have no set plans for the development of the land finalized as of yet. The sale was closed on Thursday after the organization received the needed approval for the purchase from the Vatican. The land near the Chippewa River was formerly known as County Farm. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be cold today, partly cloudy with a high of around 4 above. The wind will be northwest at 5, and that'll keep the wind chill below zero here through much of the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 5 below. Tomorrow, some light snow, mostly cloudy, with a high near 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
CFW.
'90s and more. 105.7 CFW. Thank you.
This world makes you crazy. You take in all you can. Then you call me up because you know I'll be there. And I'll see your true colors shining through. I'll see your true colors. And that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let it show. Don't you leave me no more. Oh, baby.
1057 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.